104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, everybody. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show. That was Ja Rule featuring Ashanti. Always on time. We're talking big money stuff this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. A new study came out saying there's common predictors of wealth found, you know, of certain items. That okay. If someone has an iPhone, for example, it's a good indicator that someone has a high income.
Really? Because they got an iPhone?
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that study because I've not had money and still had my iPhone because, you know, it's part of my Verizon bill monthly. It's
because, like, you're crazy. That's why.
I had the iPhone on layaway.
No, I understand why, because the iPhone costs a lot of money. No matter which way you slice it, even if you put it on layaway, if you have the newest iPhone, like say you have an iPhone.
And I do. I just 10. Got the iPhone X.
Right.
I just got it a week ago. Oh, with the 10?
Yeah, the X stands for 10.
Oh, well, I know that, but I like call the X because it sounds like super fancy. And people are like, ooh, you got the iPhone X?
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, yeah, but it made me kind of feel self-conscious.
But 30 years ago, a good indicator of wealth, believe it or not, and I told y'all it was edible, mm-hmm. was Grey Poupon mustard.
That is so funny. Remember the Grey Poupon commercial?
Yes, the Grey Poupon, when the guy would pull up to the guy in a very expensive car and go, excuse me, do you happen to have any Grey Poupon? And that was like a indicator of wealth. So let me ask you a question as a mom.
Yeah.
If you see a woman walking down the street and you're just looking at another mom, what would you say is an indicator that that mom has money?
Her stroller. Big time. Her stroller. Okay. If I see a mama walking down the street with a upper baby stroller, I'm like, girlfriend has it. That is the BMW of strollers. That's okay. The Tesla of strollers.
All right. And what else?
Also, if she has on Chanel sunglasses.
Okay.
Right? You see the Chanel logo? If she has a Louis Vuitton carry tote that she puts her baby stuff in, I'm like, oh, that mom's banging. She's got it like that.
Wow, then you would hate me if you saw me walking through the airport. Especially when I'm going on vacation. It's my Louis Vuitton roller bag.
Uh-huh.
It's my Louis Vuitton backpack. My Louis Vuitton wallet. And I have a camouflage Louis Vuitton passport holder.
Get out of here. I can't with you. Can you adopt me and my whole family? Shoot.
I do. I promise I do. My wife gave it to me.
That's all right. I'm going to go to Chinatown and get the dupe.
She has the regular brown Louis Vuitton, you know, monogram passport holder. So I was in Louis Vuitton one day, and the people that I know that work there was like, Ed, we have a few of these. Somebody returned it. I was like, they didn't want. She was like, no, they didn't want it. So I bought it. It's the Louis Vuitton camouflage.
You seriously need that for your passport. Your passport already has a laminate to not get damaged.
No, like, you need a passport holder, darling.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Y'all rich right, people folks. Need it.
So listen, 312-729-1043. Could you call us up and tell us what is an indicator that somebody has a little bit of money? Let's talk to Catherine from McHenry. Catherine, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Catherine, what is it something that you'll see that makes you think somebody else may have a little money?
If they're super cheap.
If they're super cheap.
That's so funny.
That's right.
When it comes tipping.
But what makes you think that?
Well, I work in a business where a lot of my coworkers depend on tips. It is a car detailing place in Wisconsin, and I can tell people have money if instead of like a $5 tip for a $50 service, they tip like $2.
Yep, because rich people like to keep their money, so they don't like to spend it. You're absolutely right, Catherine. Thanks for calling this morning. Let's talk to Chrissy. Chrissy, good morning. You're on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Good morning, Ed.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Give me an indicator that you may see something on somebody to say, "Ooh, they got some money."
By the what kind of vehicle they ride out in.
Mm.
Yeah, that's definitely a good indicator.
And sometimes it's not true, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because sometimes you see people with a Porsche or some big-name car, Mercedes-Benz or something like that, and they live in the projects, girl. I'm telling you, that don't mean they have any money. We are talking about indicators of wealth. Now, if you're just joining us, nowadays, if somebody has an iPhone, that's an indicator that they may have some money. 30 years ago, it was a Grey Poupon mustard because of the commercial that made it look like Grey Poupon mustard was high-end. said an indicator for her is a woman has a big Louis Vuitton tote bag.
Oh, yeah. Or the nicest stroller, the nicest upper baby stroller.
Upper baby stroller and a pair of Chanel sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
Right. And so we're asking you, what is an indicator to you that you see on somebody, maybe their watch or something like that, that they may have some money? Let's talk to Jesse from the east side. Jesse, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Ed?
Jesse, what's an indicator for you? Like, if you walk down the street and another man passes you, what could be an indicator to you just by looking at that person that they may have some money?
Well, I'm going to give an example in reference to traveling. If you show up at Midway Airport and you go around the back with a private jet car, that's an indication that they got a little money. Without luggage,
sir.
They don't have any luggage. They just go around the back and they're going to buy what they need.
That's,
when they go on vacation.
Ooh, brother, you are not lying.
You're talking a lot of money.
When you hit that clear port, that's
right.
A straight indicator right there. That
you
wow.
don't have to worry about stepping in line for nothing. You're like, nah, I'm going around back here to avoid that line. I'm back here.
You are straight upright about that, Jess. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I've flown private a lot of times, and when people see you walk through the door of the Clearport, all right, they looking at you like you got some money. Even if it ain't your jet, they still looking at you like, dang, he might have some money.
Wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. So now I'm going to look out next time I'm at the airport.
Oh, wow. Because that's where all the private jets fly into. Even the President of the United States, when he comes to New York, he flies into Teterboro Airport. And then they whisk him through, you know, privately, close the roads down, and they slide through that way. So that was a good one, Jess. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Thank you, everybody, for the call.